The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Waiters down into Wade. Wade against Gordon Hayward. He backs him into the paint. Wade's going to spin, turn around, put the ball up. That's easy for Wade. Now he leads the Miami with 17 points in this game. Heat up by 11. Wade steals the ball, and Wade will bring it back with Tyler. Wade down the floor. Wade, another push shot. Got it to go. Wade, 19 points. Well, he has found the fountain of youth here tonight, 87-74 Miami. So Miami puts an end to a couple of nice runs by the Boston Celtics. Their four-game win streak is over, and their streak of 24 games in a row scoring at least 100 points is over. The final score, Miami 115 and the Boston Celtics 99.
Let's do it.
Yes. Drink that in, Brad Stevens. Drink that in. It is fantastic. It was awesome. It was everything I expected and predicted it would be.
Go Heat.
Get the hell out of my city,
my
Boston.
Goodness.
Let's go Heat. Let's go Heat.
Minus
Let's
one.
Let's go Heat.
Minus one, you phony.
I was saying it all last night. What are you talking about?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Listen, I've got bigger issues to deal with than whatever my fandom is for basketball.
Don't be selfish right now.
I'm not being selfish. I'm talking about.
We'll get to you. Don't be selfish.
I'm not talking about that. Not even talking about that.
Who knows what you're talking about? You're a shabby reporter, and you were nowhere near this hire.
That is correct. And I don't know what to think about this hire.
There's nothing to think about right now. Right now, all you have to think about is Nick Saban's salty ass thinking, I just gave you the offensive coordinator position. And you stabbed me in the back for who?
Well, can we wait? It's amazing. We should probably let people know what happened.
Let me explain to you how this works.
Hold on. All right, we're gonna start this Friday show. Hold on. Let me give everybody a chance to win $1,000.
Oh yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Your word this hour is agent. Text agent to 72881. As
you're
in, the Canes were swindling with agents to make sure that Alabama would be pissed off today. Text that to 72881. It's brought to you by Anna John Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. All right, boys.
Here, Beast.
Wait.
Let me.
Could you let Tobin give the news?
Yeah, let me give the news.
Oh, what news?
Oh, my.
So the Canes, they have hired a new offensive coordinator.
Thank you.
Dan Enos, Leroy.
Yeah.
Dan Enos, former Alabama quarterback coach and was to be the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the Canes now. Swiped him.
Now. You want to know how I look at this?
Yes.
Say if Alabama gave him $1 million.
Yep. Yeah.
Manny says, I give you $1.5 million. You bring Jalen Hurts with you. Bada bing, bada boom. Quarterback, offensive coordinator.
Very sketchy.
Oh, no. Hey, Leroy, for the second time, maybe only, I 1,000% agree with you. This is about a combo.
Yeah, of course.
Love it.
Get out of here.
Do you?
It was too easy.
I do.
No.
It was too easy.
Okay.
To leave Alabama and come to Miami?
Well.
Come on.
I just have this question, okay? I have this question, and I don't know. But I've been reading 3, 4, 5 articles about Dan Enos. I actually went on one of the slimy shows in Alabama.
Hey there, Paul.
No, it wasn't Paul. It was this Chuck Oliver show. It's like a national college football show, too.
Chuck, can you believe it?
Yeah, and the slimies wanted to know about this Dan Enos hire. They also wanted to ask me about James Coley being promoted at Georgia because they also wanted possibly Dan Enos. But he asked me, he's like, what do you think about this hire, Dan Enos, kind of more of a pro-style guy, not really a spread guy. And we had heard that, Miami wanted a spread offense. And I'm like, oh, well, that's some information I kind of needed to know. Because if he's a pro-style guy.
Mm-hmm. Is he bringing a quarterback that he's coached?
He coached Tua. He coached the guy that played mostly this year. He coached Hurts in practice.
He's only been there for 1 year?
Yep. Before that, he was at Arkansas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Doing where what? His offense was.
He was the offensive coordinator at Arkansas.
He was offensive coordinator at Arkansas.
And before that, he was a head coach at Central Michigan. Yeah, and he wasn't fired. He left.
He resigned at Central Michigan after going 26-36. He was the OC at Arkansas. They had some ups. They had some downs. Miami put out a list of all the players that he's coached. I didn't really know any of them. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm really confused on this one.
All right. Well, let me read this for you from old slimy newspaper, a.k.a. Alabama.com. Alabama's one-of-a-kind quarterback whisperer.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Whisperer.
Could it be?
Is expected soon to have a different title, offensive coordinator. Nick Saban is expected to promote Dan Enos to offensive coordinator for the Crimson Tide.
When was that?
That was 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, those,
a month ago to the day.
That's what Slimy on the show said, that he was getting ready to be promoted in Alabama, which, again, okay, if Nick Saban's going to promote him, I guess he's good enough for us.
Now, let me ask you
this. I don't know what to think.
This is revenge for Coach Cool.
No. Let me explain to you.
It's revenge for Mario.
There's another little twist to this.
And Jeff Stoutland.
Let me ask, Palumbo.
You two need to calm down. You're both acting like a couple of Cane's crack addicts.
We are.
All right.
Let me explain this to you. All right. If you want to be at the top of the coaching game as head coach, right?
Right.
If you're an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator at Alabama, is there any quicker way to get there?
No way.
No.
Okay. So
that's why
you're getting ready to get one of those jobs. And you leave to become the offensive coordinator at Miami.
So yes. What do you read into that?
What do I read into that?
Yeah.
Okay. I read into that.
Fish.
It's more money.
Couple of carps. No. Listen, Leroy, Miami has the money to pay, but if you're going to get into a bidding war with Alabama, sorry.
You didn't get in a bidding war. How do you know Nick Saban's like, hey, I don't have to pay you that much because the job that you hold will benefit from in the future.
Well, if you're Nick Saban, why don't you just like, all right, you want a bigger job? Tua's going to be my quarterback next year. You don't think I could get everybody falling all over themselves to be the offense coordinator
right.
for Tua?
Exactly.
Kick rocks,
bro. He left, so that has to mean one of two things.
He hated Nick Saban.
No.
Because that's what I said on the Slimy show.
Everybody hates.
They didn't like that answer.
Look, everybody hates Nick Saban, but nobody hates losing. I mean, everybody hates winning. Nobody hates winning.
Yeah, sorry. Nobody hates the prestige.
He probably tried to hustle Nick Saban for more money. Man. He told him to go kick rocks.
Okay, there. Fine.
But that's what he was trying to say.
Look, I've coached Jalen Hurts. I know what he can do. Hey, let's road trip. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a whole lot of stuff that you can read into. It's not a simple fact that, hey, he's – you know, Miami gave more money than Alabama, and that's why he's here.
Well, this is going to be interesting, you know, because for the longest time, I think the Canes fan has talked about, oh, you know, Miami wants to win Miami's way and all that stuff, but this is an active import. Like, this is straight-up college football free agency. You're bringing in a ringer from Alabama who has won Alabama's way and Nick Saban's way. Ain't no Canes identity to this. Like, you know, let's say at the very best, like Jalen goes on and gets the Canes into an ACC title game, like you guys got an active ringer to do this.
Here's I have a feeling, and let me just throw this out there, that if you go and look at Central Michigan and Arkansas, they did not run a pro offense. So just because Alabama ran a pro offense and that's what he does, it could be because that's what Nick Saban wanted him to do. Doesn't mean that that's what he always did.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
And we have a lovely headline sponsor. The headlines are sponsored by Air Italy. Round trip flights from Miami to Milan. Air Italy sponsoring the headlines. So the Miami Hurricanes have a new offensive coordinator. It has been confirmed. It is a press release has been sent out. Dan Enos will be the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach for the University of Miami, coming to Miami from Alabama, where he was He might have been co-OC and quarterbacks coach under Mike Locksley.
It said AHC. I assume that meant assistant head coach, yeah. Maybe associate head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had another title besides just quarterbacks coach. Mike Locksley left Alabama to go take the Maryland job. That's what I said is woof. So Dan Enos was supposed to be promoted to Alabama. Instead, Manny sweeps in. Turnover chain.
Wait a minute. So hold on. In fairness,
yep.
The last two Alabama offensive coordinators, the head coaching jobs they ended up with were Maryland and FAU?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd use it for a better stuff.
I mean, Maryland's a Power 5 school. It's Big Ten.
Well, horrible. Understand this.
They weren't that bad last year. They almost beat Ohio State.
Horrible.
One was Lane Kiffin.
So?
Lane Kiffin left Alabama to make less money.
He took a pay.
Lane Kiffin had a different road traveled than Dan Enos and Mike Locksley.
Right.
Jim McElwain was once an Alabama offensive coordinator that became the head coach of Colorado State and then
before
Florida.
Before he was on a shark
also
naked.
Also riding sharks.
Yes. And now he's the head coach of Central Michigan. Bring it all together.
Now I'm seeing reports. I don't know. This is totally unconfirmed. I'm just throwing fodder out there because I'm too confused to know anything. Is that Jalen Hurts is taking a visit to Miami on Sunday. Who knows? I don't know.
It's got to be a lock.
I saw Tim Reynolds say that Manny Diaz has had this Enos thing in the bag for almost a week. And so we saw the stuff with Jalen Hurts is following all these Canes players.
You think they were waiting for Jalen Hurts to go on the, what is it called?
The transfer portal?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case, if the coach is known and Manny's known and Jalen Hurts is following people on Twitter, like, it kind of does feel like what Manny said, even though it's coach speak to the forest, that maybe it was just I's getting dotted and T's getting crossed.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like you feel like there's another super sketchy thing to drop here. I can't really trust you. To be honest with you, BC.
I'm out. You're a smokescreen monster. I'm out.
Your calves have gotten quite bulky this week with all the river dancing you've been doing.
Yeah,
you don't
I'm
tell
out.
Us anything.
I'm out. I'm
you
out.
You told me Coke Boy was going to be the offensive coordinator.
I mean, listen.
By the way, that's going on the dartboard of doom. You have to learn a whole river dance. And do it during break.
I threw out my scenario of my dream scenario of T. Martin and Major Applewhite as co-OCs, and the guy said, "That's not happening. You owe me 10 push-ups if that doesn't happen." And I said, "Okay, fine." So I have to do 10 push-ups.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
You do realize that when you just put ridiculous stuff out there, like you sound ridiculous. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
My whole life is ridiculous.
No, but it doesn't. I give.
I can't get out of my own way.
I give.
Let's get back to the headlines. Can we do that?
Yeah, man.
Sure.
So the Heat beat the Celtics last night, but we just found out that, you know, who had a little post-game Kobe session?
Yeah, Kyrie.
How about that?
How about that? What about it?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to deflect.
Look at me, everybody. I work harder than everybody else. I did a shooting session. I fell for that Kobe rope-a-dope. I was there that night at the Kobe rope-a-dope.
Oh, you were there for the post session?
I was there for that. We interviewed Kobe in the locker room.
Right.
I walked out of the tunnel and then go out onto the floor. I see Tommy Tighe. I don't even think I was going to see it, just walk on the floor. I see Tommy Tighe go to say what's up. And Kobe's there working out. And we're both saying to each other, it's kind of cool. One of the all-time greats just working out. But then as you slowly realize what's happening, like you think something's cool, but then you realize the surroundings. Oh, this is all a publicity stunt because Tommy and I just look around us. You've never seen more cameras in your life. Everybody is shooting this. All of a sudden, he gets on to the floor seats and he starts doing interviews with Rachel Nichols and whomever else was there. It was a complete publicity stunt because Kobe got his ass kicked by the big three.
I think they do that more than you think. I do. I mean, shooters, that's what they do.
One more piece of news.
Million balls a day.
Just one more piece of news. This is actual news. The Dolphins are going to interview their offensive coordinator, Dowell Loggins. Which, when I saw that story this morning, I was like, wait a minute. They're going to interview the guy who's in charge of the offense?
Wasn't really in charge of the offense.
I mean, that guy?
Texter chimes in. Beast, you can't do 10 push-ups unless it's the Flintstones push-up pops.
Shut up, Hugo.
I found a little humor in there.
I'm having a bad day. I don't want to talk about it.
beast. Oh, but you do this to yourself.
Yes, I know. That is the problem. Himself. I do it to myself, and I don't know how to get out of my own way.
We'll continue on with this Kane story, but, I mean, I get this text from Slim today. I was at the gym.
No.
And he goes, hey, man, you listening to Lebatard? I was like, oh. I immediately think the worst. I was like, I don't know, somebody get fired? Like, what happened? He goes, just tell Robbie to get the story that was just told on Lebatard for your show. I don't know what happened. I don't know anything.
We got the story. Feedback. I was listening live.
I've been looking at the text. I kind of have an idea. And I would just say, when we get back, Beast, no talking.
No talking.
I won't have to.
I may suspend you for the segment, and you can come back the segment after. Or at least I may have Robbie turn off your mic.
No, I'm not going to talk. I don't want any part of it.
Because I need a complete runway. I need to hear what's going on here because I don't know what the story's about.
Let's just say.
I don't know anything about it.
It's a new low.
Oh, my God. All right.
So low. It's so low.
How are we going to outrun this, Leroy?
For a guy who walks with a boot, a slight limp, and waddles, we can't get away. He's like the monster in the scary movies that walks slow. The people are running full speed.
He's like Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yet the monster's walking slow, yet he can't. They can't get away from him.
Right. Michael Myers. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center. It's the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. You guys get on out here. It's the opening event. $500,000 guaranteed. $360 buy-in. All the details are available for you at shrpo.com. We are back right after this. Hey, guys, every Friday on The Ticket, it's Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday. Getting you ready for the weekend's action. Palm Beach Harley Davidson Football Friday is brought to you by Palm Beach Harley Davidson. Always number one draft choice. It's also sponsored by Lexus of North Miami. Always an amazing deal. And by Sandbar Grill in the Grove, home of the fish taco. Big news day here on The Ticket as the Miami Hurricanes have hired Dan Enos as their offensive coordinator, which leads everybody to believe that former Alabama quarterback. Do I say former? Because he's transferring, right? Like he's going to be former no matter what.
He's not former yet.
All right. Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts is going to likely transfer to the University of Miami. That's not a done deal yet. But as we say on this show, just read the tea leaves. Look, it seems like it's all there.
I'm reading them. I'm telling you what happened. Right?
Yep.
Come on. Coach leave Alabama to come here?
I guess.
And it's not the head coaching job?
Do you think most Canes fans are excited? Forget the quarter. Forget the coach thing for a second, because
We don't know, because guess what? Lane Kiffin is as wide open an offense as he's going to be. He wasn't at Alabama.
Yeah. Are you excited with the fact of getting Jalen Hurts, a guy who's a national champion who had a huge moment this year?
He was 26-2.
Yep.
26-2.
Yeah, and the only guy who dethroned him is a guy who's maybe going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft in a year.
And It was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, probably you should answer that more than anyone. You were tooting the horn and on the bandwagon of Nikosi Perry more than anybody.
I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I was still excited to see if this program got a new offensive coordinator, what those guys were going to do. But I will say this. They're still young. So, if this guy does play this year, the question's going to be with them – are they going to want to stick it out? That's not really been the style, because I will say it does seem like they both could. I don't really know. I can't really say about Jaren Williams because I haven't seen him play enough.
Right.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him play.
But with Kosi, you know, you clearly see the guy's got a hose, but there's definitely.
That means nothing.
Okay.
But
guy's got a hose. He's got physical skills.
Here.
He was thought of highly.
Right.
Could he use more cooking, just get more coaching under some new eyes? You know, I love new eyes.
Yeah.
And having years sitting behind Jalen Hurts being beneficial to him.
No, here's what. When you look at Nikosi, there's certain things at that position that you can say, well, he's young, he can work through that. Okay.
Yep.
With a lot of it is holding the ball too long, you know, stuff like that, where you just hesitant.
The old pocket presence.
His mistakes are following him everywhere. So if you take the poor judgment decisions that he's made off the field,
yep,
and now make him a quarterback, he's doing the same things on the field. And that's what would bother me about him. Like, he could probably be a good quarterback just as he is.
Right.
But he has to start making better decisions to put himself in a place where a new coach is going to even matter.
Well, this is the only thing I would say. I would be hopeful that we give a chance. And I don't know this, but this is just what I would hope. Mm-hmm. If Jalen Hurts is going to be in here with a guy who coached him before, it's going to be almost like a system. Like it seems like these guys are going to work seamlessly.
Yep.
It also feels like there'll be a little bit less chaos. Like if these guys are a package deal, it feels like there's going to be a lot less animosity than there was in that quarterback room last year. Because look, Malik Rozier, when he played, it's almost like Philly Cheese and Spo. It's not like he was playing under like these pretenses of, oh, I want this guy to be my quarterback. The Richt and John Richt and everybody there were doing anything they could for somebody to dethrone Malik Rozier.
Am I allowed to interject on this part of the conversation?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with your embarrassing behavior.
All right. I would just say I totally agree with Leroy. And just to take it a step further, I think the reason why Manny wants Jalen Hurts, besides, you know, obviously what he was able to do on the field, is to give some stability to that to the offensive side of the locker room,
totally,
where there has been really a lack of leadership. I mean, DJ Dallas tries to do it, but it can't be just one guy. And if your quarterback is completely out of the whole leadership thing, you tend to have a problem.
And how about a quarterback who's not going to be suspended for the opener?
No, true.
Here's how this works, Beast. Okay? Manny came from the defensive side. So he's hearing it from the defense side of the ball about the clowns that are on the other side of the ball and how they're costing them football games.
Yeah.
Right? He brings in Jalen Hurts. You know what that brings? Credibility.
Absolutely.
That means that the second he gets on the center, nobody on defense can say anything because that guy has done more than anybody in that locker room.
That's absolutely true.
And so before football even starts, you have an offense and a defense that will respect one another and go about it as a team.
But my question is, having Jalen here along with Enos, can that have a trickle-down effect on some of the quarterbacks you already have here?
Sure, because look, there's a difference in having a quarterback that the coach is just waiting for somebody to take the job. In some cases, the younger kids thought that maybe it was just going to be given to me because they don't want him at quarterback.
Right.
And the situation that's going to be presented if Jalen Hurts comes here, which is, oh, this is what I need to do to play quarterback. And if I don't do it this way, I'm not going to play.
All right. So earlier today on the Levitard show, I was alerted to this by my co-producer on the morning show, Slim. And he's like, hey, man, you listen to Levitard? I said, no. Oh. And I'm immediately thinking the worst, but I was thinking, like, you know, somebody's taking a leave. Because, you know, what do you think? You're not by a radio and somebody says, hey, are you hearing this? But he's like, just tell Robbie to get the story that was just told, which is never good. And all I know is, based on Beast tweets, it has something to do with him and behavior that he's done. Now, Robbie, what I'm about to play, this explains everything that has gone down with this story.
Well, yeah, the story is a story is basically Poppy needed a low sodium soup. It had to be a specific kind of soup. It can't be already packaged. It had to go. So somebody may have asked another someone to go get the soup and deliver it to Poppy. And
all right, let's hear this. This was earlier today on the Dan Le Batard show with Stugatz.
I found someone who lives near your dad that could go to Fresh Market that has low sodium soup and he could deliver it. Because I was going to personally deliver it and I found someone and I was like,
this is only going to be funny to a handful of people.
Yeah, only about two.
Okay, no, but they're in Miami and those people are going to find this uproarious. All right, let me explain to you something. In the history of my father, I have never heard him rip anyone in the media the way that he rips the person that is going to be at the end of the joke. He does it privately. He'll do it publicly if we called him right now. For some reason, my father has developed a totally irrational hatred for a sports commentator that is not this kind of hateable.
Oh my God.
Okay? Like, just hatred, rabid hatred, where he'll be. He'll be like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about on anything. And I am so sorry, because he's a sweet dude. But it helps with the punchline of the story, because it's going to help you guys visually here, and this joke is for about 12 people. Go, Allison.
Well, so I said to him, I found the guy, and I was like, okay, can you do this? Can you deliver it to him? And he was like, yes. He went to Fresh Market. They have, like, the soup bars. He got the soup. And I'm like, don't mess this up. Do not mess this up, because he tends to mess things up. He tells me, dropped it off, delivered it, saw him because there's a gate and all kinds of stuff. It was warm. And then he tells me that he put his business card in the bag.
That's right.
And I was like, wait.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Why would you do that? Right. I lost my mind. I was like, why would you do that? Do you think he's going to? Well, what if he needs help? I'm like, he's going to call you? Is that what he's going to do? He's going to call you? So.
That's right. And so, why in God's name did you think that my father was going to call you from those business cards, Brian the Beast London?
Makes sense.
My father's only phone call to me, a generous act by a kind son who has always wanted his love and will never get it, was to send him soup through my assistant, who lovingly found a friend who would go do it. Unfortunately, the only phone call I got as thank you from my father is, Dan, why is Brian the Beast London leaving bleeping business cards in that bag of soup you sent me?
Oh, no. No, man. Why? Why is this
the difference between you
minus
and the rest
one.
Of the
why?
Here's the difference between you and the rest of the world.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Minus one.
You dropped that soup off to Poppy, right? Who is the father of Dan Le Batard?
Yep.
You have to know, if you put a card in there, it will end up on the radio as a joke.
Minus one.
You have to know. You can't be that.
No.
Like, you can't.
This is minus not, one.
This is straight out of Seinfeld with wanting credit for the salad. He wants I don't know. I'll allow Beast to speak in a second because I need.
Beast, that you wanted him to know who dropped the soup off?
I need a detail here because I need to know. I want to know if Beast knows about Poppy's hate for him, because if he was doing this, he, one, wanted credit, two, wanted to be known as a nice guy who delivered him the soup, hoping to mend some fences, only to know that if somebody who you absolutely despise, like, if someone, could you imagine if Brad Stevens delivered me some soup? I would never want that soup. Disgusting.
The thing is, you probably should never know it was him.
Never. Just as if you were Uber Eats.
Hey, Beast, can I ask one question?
If Tobin allows me to talk.
Is an honest question.
Should we get to this on the other side?
Have you ever done anything without getting credit for it?
Like a selfless act?
I mean, without having to leave a business card to let everybody know you did the nice thing.
I mean, maybe once or twice.
Okay, that's the problem.
Who did you leave the soup with?
On the other side.
So we're doing the Magnificent Seven.
The story is actually funnier than what was told on the air.
All right, Robbie, we'll move your Magnificent Seven to the top of the hour.
Copy.
I need to get some more details. More holes need to be filled in on this story, because once again, Beast has stepped in it, and now he has been shamed. He's attached to this show. And he has been shamed to the largest sports radio audience in America right now. And continues to roll on, Leroy.
The only thing I hope is that they did that in the local hour.
No, that was national.
National.
Bro,
I got that text from Slim at 11:30.
I have like 1,000 new followers now.
There you go. If you want to know
why
what he's about.
That's all he cares about. We're back after this. Now the ticket is your chance to win $1,000 every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's 7 a.m. the ticket, $1,000 give and go. Your chance to win $1,000 12 times a day. You just have to listen to the keyword at the top of the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Text it to 72881. And you can win $1,000, guys. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text or drive. And it's all brought to you by Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. And you can call them at 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we normally do the Magnificent Seven here. We're pushing it back a segment because
we got an emergency of the highest order.
We have a business to take care of.
Yes.
So if you are just tuning in, Beast apparently draws an unreasonable rage from Poppy Lebatard. He hates him. He hates Brian the Beast London like I don't know. Is there anybody – you don't like Skip Bayless very much. He reacts to Beast as if he is you to Skip Bayless.
I mean, does anybody watch
Jim Rome? Jim Rome. Skip Bayless, I don't like his little thing, if I saw him – you could have a conversation with Skip. Rome, I would always.
For those of you that watch The Office, it's like how Michael Scott hates Toby.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And so Allison Turner, one of the producers on the Lebatard show, her and Beast are very close friends. Such close friends that she apologized to us just because of Beast. And not because he did anything, just because we got to be around him. And so Dan's father needed to get some no-sodium soup. Allison wasn't in the area. She asked Beast to perform this task and deliver this soup. And he left his business card in the soup bag that it was delivered in. So Poppy had this meal, just nourishment, that this poor man wanted. Some nourishment. And it was accompanied by a business card with the sports personality he despises the most. All right, Beast, what the hell?
Well, first, I get a call on this night, and it's Allison panicking. And she often calls me panicking because, you know, I tend to help her. She calls me when she's in a panic because a lot of times, you know, she does some work for Dan as, a personal assistant on the side. There's a lot of weird stuff that she has to do, so she'll call me, what do you think I should do? So she calls me to panic. She's like, I have to get low-sodium soup that's fresh. Not in a can, but fresh out of a kitchen right now to Poppy. He's really, really sick. He needs soup. Dan wants to send him soup. What should I do?
Oh, man. He was ill as well?
Oh, he was really, really sick.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, yeah, so, exactly. So, we're talking over.
Minus one.
And we call Fresh Market on the phone together. Fresh Market says they've got low-sodium chicken noodle soup they just made. They got a batch. Come on over and get it. So she says, I'll go do it. I said, Turner, what are you doing? I live, 15 minutes away from where Poppy lives. You live an hour away. Let me go do it. That's fine. I have no problem doing it. I would do anything for Allison Turner. Literally, I would literally do anything. So I go to Fresh Market, get the soup, drive to Poppy's thing, and I got to call him on the gate thing. Okay,
it's like a Leroy entrance.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to give a blood sample.
Except instead of at Leroy's, at Leroy's where it's just a guardhouse guy that's in some box in Alabama or wherever they are, it's Poppy answers the phone, and he's supposed to let me in, but he can't figure out how to what number to push to open the gate.
Okay.
So he's just, you hear him fumbling around and he's pushing buttons and what have you, and then he just says, "Listen, I'll come out. I'll come out to you." So I see Poppy walking down the street. He's sick, really sick.
Right.
Shouldn't even be out of bed.
Oh, my God.
And he can't figure out how to open the pedestrian gate to get out of his development, and I can't figure out how to get in. So Poppy climbs through a hedge.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
You made an old man climb?
I didn't make him.
Minus one.
Poppy.
Hold on. At this moment, does he know it's you?
He has no idea. He just sees a car.
Okay.
Oh, so he's crawling through bushes.
He doesn't recognize your voice.
Right. He knows it's a dude, though.
He just knows it's some guy.
He just knows that his delicious soup is
right.
In that
car. He just knows that the bag of soup is awaiting him. So Poppy climbs through a hedge, and he's deathly ill. You can tell just by looking at him that he doesn't look good. And he comes up to the window of my car, and he's very I give him the bag. I see him coming. And I go, oh, my God, he looks so sick. I go, I'm out of all the people around, that are familiar with this story. I live the closest. I'll drop my card in. Maybe if he needs something, he can call me. If he needs more soup, I know where to get it. So I dropped the card in. He comes up to the window.
Oh,
and I go, and I just said, here, sir, here's your soup. If you need more soup or anything else, you can call me. And he said, thank you. He was very appreciative, very nice, and that was it. I never knew that Poppy didn't like me until today.
Really? Are you not aware of how many people don't like you?
No, I, like...
Jeez!
Can you just...
recognize you when you...
Wait.
When you gave him the
Did he know it was you?
Well, I believe he was told that it was me, but he was very nice, like when we...
Well, because you had the soup.
Right, so...
Sometimes you gotta eat
it. So here's the thing, is Allison... always like, you know, like I know where, like where I stand with people from that, like she tells me, like I know she's honest with me, she's a good friend. She never told me that Poppy hated me, and so I had no idea until today. And she texts me, she texts me after the story, she's like, oh my god, Beast, I'm sorry, like I didn't think that part of the story was gonna come out. Like, I should have told you a long time ago that he absolutely despised you. Like,
here. Let me look.
Let's go real world. I need to confess something, okay? Because I have to get this off my chest. Yes, my first thing was because I saw Poppy like looking horrible climbing through a hedge. Like, I can get him more soup, but there's another part of me that we all know that just wants attention.
Yeah, you're a weasel.
Exactly. So that was another part of it. But my first instinct was, holy crap, this man that shouldn't even be out of bed is climbing through hedges to get soup. If he needs more soup, I live down the street from him. I will get him more soup.
Hey, man, it's not an IV. It's soup. All right? You put that card in there because you were going to say, when Dan talked to his father, he's going to say, oh, did Allison bring you the soup? And he goes, oh, no, some guy brought me this soup, this Brian London. You in your mind are thinking, oh, Dan's going to be very appreciative to that, not knowing that Poppy hates your guts.
Well, I knew that Dan was appreciative because he knew I was bringing the soup.
All right.
But
I know.
But you didn't realize
correct. That in the recap,
right.
Your business card was going to be in there.
Correct.
Hoping to get into the good grace of the Levitard.
Had I known beforehand. Yes.
Here's what I can't understand. All right?
Yes.
If I have to drop something off at your house or I have funds. Drop something off at your house because somebody's sick, right?
Yep.
They drop it off and they leave. That's it, right? Why did you feel that you had to do anything else other than that? Because you're doing a favor for Allison, who that's what she does. She normally does stuff like that.
Yes, she does.
Okay. You're doing a favor for your so-called good friend. So basically what you're doing is you're saying, oh, look, I can do this too. Because if it was all about helping your friend, you just dropped soup off and left. Allison would have got the credit. She got the job done. Everybody moves on, goes on with their life.
How pissed would you be if you were sick, Leroy, and Jim Rome delivered you soup?
Left his business card in there.
And left his business card.
I didn't even know that Poppy knew who I was.
Well, he knew enough about you to hate you.
Oh, my God.
Clearly.
So.
But why are you... My other question is, why are you shocked?
I'm not.
Beast, you look. You do all these crazy things.
Correct.
And then you just brush it off, but you never stop.
Well, never.
So why would you think you're not?
And you always go into this place of self-reflection, like you're going to better yourself.
But you never do.
But your moves always stay the same.
But let me ask you a question, though. How do I get out of my own way? Like, why?
Everything. Here. You need to learn one rule in life.
Yes.
You learn this one rule. Everything else will take care of itself. Every situation that you're a part of, every situation that you do something, or every situation that somebody does for you is not about you. Get over that, and then you'll start doing things out of the kindness of your heart and not so you can get credit. Because I know you. Your whole thing is, whew, if this credit gets all the way back up the chain to like Dan, it's going to look awesome for me.
Definitely.
Not that, oh, man, you know what? Let me help one of my best friends out. She's in a pinch. Let me go drop this soup off. That's not how you think.
What if he needs more soup?
Right.
That's what you got out of that. So you found a way. You found a way.
But you have the cure.
To make a sick man, right?
Walk through the hedges.
Walk through the hedges.
Time out for 1 second, because this is brought up by the texters, and it's a great point. And this shows you how selfish I really am. Why would I make a sickly, like really sick puppy climb through hedges when I should have gotten out of the car to climb through the hedges?
You could have handed him the bag.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
Because, no, you wanted him to see your face so you could get credit. The thing that you didn't know is he doesn't like you. So you had a sick man climb through some bushes,
oh my God.
Right? He gets through the bushes and goes, oh, hell, it's beast.
No, I don't know if he knew who it was.
You ruined a television star's day.
He was like way too nice. Like, if he really hated me, like he was so
nice. You had the bag of soup.
There's no, by the way, there's no way he ate that soup. He threw it in the trash.
No, he did eat the soup. I got confirmation.
Oh, sure he did.
Hey.
Because
yep.
I don't think he
chimes in.
Because I put the business card in the bottom of the bag, like under like. I put the business card. The soup was in like its own plastic bag, and then it was in like another bag. I put the card in like the second bag, so I think he didn't see it until later.
Here's another question. Is it always about you?
Yeah, I'm an only child, so that tends to happen.
No. That has nothing to do with that.
So
man.
Am I.
Right.
Well, I mean.
Like, have you? Look.
Whoa.
Maybe you ought to try this sometime.
Yes.
You know, next time you get into a situation, let me ask you.
Yes.
I have a series of questions.
Okay.
That will let us know if you're all about me.
Okay.
When you leave a tip.
Yes.
At the to-go place.
Yeah.
And the lady turns around to get your food. Do you hold the dollar until she acknowledges that you left a tip?
No, I don't leave. I don't. No.
Oh, wait.
Because I don't tip in cash.
No. I know what he was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
I don't leave a tip.
Yep. It's another situation going on there.
Look, eat the elephant one bite at a time. So we go deal with this issue.
That was the wrong analogy.
Next week, when we work on this, we go deal with the other thing about you being cheap.
We got to take a break. We'll give you a chance to win $1,000, Robbie. We'll move your Magnificent 7 to next hour later on.
That's why we have hashtag third hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just unbelievable. Canes have a new new offensive coordinator. It looks like Adam Gase has made his hire at defense coordinator. Lots going on in South Florida. We'll be back right after this on Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.